1-683-1816.
Ladies, the time has come to be refreshed, to be restored, to be renewed. Resurrection Life's Women's Conference is coming up. Is the time, the date, Friday, May 2nd, and Saturday, May 3rd. You'll want to bring your mothers, daughters, sisters, and friends to this weekend of worship, teaching, fellowship, and more. The theme is the authentic woman embracing who you are, the resurrected woman.
I'm expecting so much for God. I want all the healing. I want all the joy. I want all the laughter. And then I want my cup to run over so that then it began to splash on you. Because that's what the Lord is doing.
Returning as our conference speaker, Pastor Lisa Reeves of Detroit, Michigan.
What I'm saying is there's an urgency, women. And it is for us to know who we are.
You don't want to miss it, ladies. So save the date now. Friday, May 2nd and Saturday, May 3rd. Resurrection Life's Women's Conference being held at the Havard L. Fenn Center in Fort Pierce. For registration information, call 772-465-0036. Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. We are delighted that you joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread. Now let's get into the Word with Apostle Trevor Bay.
Your reality at any given time is a reflection of your belief system, your mindsets, and the quality or otherwise of your thinking, the quality of your thinking. How do you think about you? How do you see you? Where is your mindset? People often say, you're so heavenly minded, you know earthly good. I like to flip the script on that. You know earthly good. You're only as earthly good as you are heavenly minded. If you're not transformed in an area, and I'm just laying foundation again, you will see a conflict between the knowledge and the results of your experience. And I think, I'm not guessing, I know everyone, some pocket somewhere in your life has need of transformation. Amen. Right? Amen. Tell somebody, I ain't ignorant. Right? We're not blaming it on being ignorant. No, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. We ain't talking about lack of knowledge. Amen. You know.
Amen.
You know how you're supposed to act.
Amen.
You know how you're supposed to respond.
Amen.
You know how you're supposed to treat that other person.
Amen.
But yet, it's not ignorance, you just don't do it.
Amen. 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 Amen.
And I'm still saved. Yeah, you are. But you ain't going very far.
Amen.
Because you need to be transformed.
Amen.
You're missing out on another phase of destiny.
Amen.
And purpose.
Amen.
How many know God takes us from glory to glory?
Amen.
From strength to strength. Amen. Higher and higher. And you've been on that same level for a long time. Just coasting along. Just leave me alone. And you're going to be saved.
Amen.
You'll be saved. But that ain't what we're talking about today.
Amen.
We're talking about being transformed. We're talking about being transformed. When a believer claims to be receiving truth and light that brings liberty, yet no area of their life carries that glory, it's a sign that the missing link isn't necessarily the information or the word that's being ministered or received, but the reality is you've not submitted yourself to that information or to that word to transform you. Let me just put this out here. It's important that we understand it's not getting something. You know, amen. People come to church to get the word, but you never get it. The word is not something you get, it's something you receive.
Amen. Yes.
You don't get saved, God saves you.
Amen.
See, we gotta flip the script on this thing and understand there's a place of yieldedness.
Yes.
That's important. Saints don't, see, we're oftentimes so involved at getting, you know, the way of the world, right? Conformity to the world. Get. You lose sight or understanding of how to yield. Conform. We never see Jesus trying to get nothing.
Amen.
He was always in a position of yieldedness to his Father. And because of that, all of providence and everything worked in his behalf. See, what you're missing out on is everything working together for your good. Somebody will get that later. Providence will go to work for you. Time will go to work for you. People you don't know will go to work for you. When you are in God's timing, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, or his way of doing things. And all these other things I will add to you. You won't have to spend all your time pursuing these things. The Gentiles seek after these things. Transformation. Tell somebody, his yoke is easy. Why are you all stressed out? No, don't look. Just look straight at the table. Why are you all stressed out? Hadn't God always worked it out? He's always worked it out. I remember running through the airport. I was mad in Houston because they fellowshipped too long. I said, man, I got to get this plane. And we fellowshipping. They were eating steak and stuff. I said, hey, man, plane. Get there. And, you know, I got about 10 minutes to get through. Anybody been through, Hobby? Whatever airport it is. You get in there, you got a long way to go. You got to catch a train going in. And I'm mad because I don't want to stay there, first of all. And I don't want to be trying to catch no red eye trying to get home. And I'm running, I'm mad. I ain't never coming back to Houston no more. These folks make me mad. And I'm running through there, mad. Just, you know, I just anger. get to the gate and the plane is still there. And the line is still there. It should have been gone. And, you know, I get there and I see the line. I say, oh, Lord. And the Lord says, see? It was just a test. I was justified, I thought. And all the time I'm running, I'm thinking about the folk in Houston. I ain't never... Some of y'all ain't just, y'all been there. But the plane was there and there was some delay. I forget what the delay was, but the Lord showed me, no, I got you. Tell somebody right now, God got you. Ask somebody, then why the wait? Okay, let's dig into this. Why the wait? Philippians chapter 2. Verse 6 through 8. We talked Wednesday night about our warfare, the weapons of our warfare, the armor that God has given to us. First of all, the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. They're not natural. They're not material. One reason sometimes the battle doesn't seem to be won or there seems to be no transformation is because you're warring with the wrong weapons.
Amen. Amen.
You're fighting the wrong battle. Amen. 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 You're warring against people.
Amen.
Hello?
Amen.
I'm getting real good. Get real quiet. I said you're warring with people.
Amen.
People ever got on your nerves? Your last nerve.
Amen.
Oh, y'all stop it. Husband and wife, they point at each other. Well, it's true. Speak up for all of us. I know I get on Pastor's nerve sometimes. It's true. But see, what you don't want to be drawn, what you don't want is to be drawn into the wrong warfare.
Amen.
Now y'all ain't speaking. And the devil watching. Right? Wrong battle.
Amen. Amen.
Wrong weapons.
Amen.
See, rather than having the belt of truth, sometimes people use the weapon of manipulation.
Amen.
Instead of being truthful, they'll manipulate.
Yes. Amen.
They'll connive.
Amen.
They'll do things to control.
Amen.
They'll tell half truths. They'll deceive. I'm talking about saints.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Take the S off. Ain'ts. They're saved, they just ain't sanctified.
Amen.
Filled with the Holy Ghost. Isn't that? Is it? Understand, as we look at the life of Jesus, his victories always came through humble obedience to his Father.
Amen.
Now, this is the kicker here. In this world in which we live, and even in the church world, when it comes to carnal saints like the Corinthian church was, humble obedience can be offensive to them. Comes when you humble yourself.
Amen.
People can think they can take advantage of you now.
Amen. Amen.
They think you're dumb.
Amen. Amen.
They think you lack
Amen.
Understanding when you have this gift of discerning of spirits.
Amen. Amen.
And they don't realize that. But see, it can be an offense to people, especially in the world. Somebody see that you're a humble person or a meek person. And they'll think, oh, I got off here. But see, Moses was meek above all the men in the world. Moses was the meekest person on the planet. But he was most powerful too.
Amen.
Jesus said, lo, I am meek and lowly in heart. Is that right? But yet he was full of power. Meekness is not weakness. Humility is not stupidity. But see, if we are so success-oriented that we're going to guard our success and our reputation, we'll get into the wrong battles.
Amen.
Because somebody coming against your character
Amen.
Or your reputation, and you're going to defend yourself.
Amen. Amen.
Because you got some influence. How dare they? Let me go give them a piece of my mind. Right? You're going to fight. You're going to defend yourself. You have words. But it's the wrong battle. It's the wrong battle. That's the wrong weapons. You're dealing with the devil's weapons. Out of that stems anger, frustration. And what is he after? He's after your image. Taint your image. You know, like I know, when you go off the handle angry or...
Thank you so much for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.reslifefl.com. That's www.reslifefl.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.
This is your listener-supported Christian radio station, WCNO 89.9 FM, Palm City.
Welcome to Family Matters, a daily look inside the real world of parents and their children. I'm your host, Paul Kendall. A common factor in any war is an economic battle.